Chapter 10. Mr. Craven's Dream. One day Dickon's mother came to the secret garden and saw how well Colin and Mary were. Colin practiced walking every day. If it was too wet to go out, he walked up and down the corridors with Mary. One morning while the two cousins were eating their breakfast in Colin's room, Mary noticed something.
Colin, your mother's portrait. You've pulled the curtain back.
Yes. Last night, I couldn't sleep, so I got out of bed. There was a patch of moonlight on the pink curtain, and I pulled it back. She looked down at me, laughing, as if she was glad to see me. She doesn't make me angry anymore. I like looking at her face now.
You look so much like her. That must make your father happy.
No. He hates me because I look like her, and he's ashamed of me. I wish he would come home, Mary. Then I could show him how much I've changed.
Mr. Craven spent the whole summer in Europe. Everywhere he went, he thought only of his dead wife, Lilias, and nothing could brighten his thoughts. One evening, while he was walking near a lake in Italy, he thought about his home and his son. How would he feel the next time he stood by the boy's bed and saw that thin, pale face with the sad grey eyes? He put the thought out of his mind. He walked down to the edge of the lake and sat on a wooden seat. He looked across the water. Everything was quiet and still, and he could smell the roses in a nearby garden. He was tired after his long walk, and soon he was asleep. He dreamed that a sweet, soft voice was calling him.
Archie! Archie!
It was his wife's voice.
Lilias! Lilias! Where are you?
He asked.
In the garden.
And then the dream ended. In the morning, he remembered his dream. But what did it mean? The garden was locked and the key was buried. Back at the house where he was staying, a servant brought him a letter on a silver tray. He opened it and read,
Dear Mr. Craven, my name is Susan Sowerby. I am the mother of your servant, Martha. I spoke to you once in the village about Miss Mary.
Come home, sir. It would make you happy, and I think that your wife would want it. Susan Sowerby.
Mr. Craven stared at the letter. He read it again. Yes, he thought, I will go home. He went to his room to pack. While he was travelling to England, he thought about Colin. Had he been unkind to his son? It wasn't the boy's fault that his mother had died, or that he was such a weak, unhappy child. As he was passing Mrs. Sowerby's cottage on the moor, seven or eight children rushed out, chattering and grinning at him. He smiled at the sight of their plump pink cheeks and gave a gold coin to the eldest girl. Share that with your brothers and sisters, he told her. He came near to his big stone house and thought of his dream again. In the garden. He would try to find that key. In his study, he sent for Mrs. Medlock.
How is my son? He asked.
He's better, sir. He stays outside all day with Miss Mary and Dickon.
Mr. Craven was surprised.
Where is he now? He asked.
In the garden, sir.
Mr. Craven stood up and left the house. He walked slowly through the gardens and soon found himself next to the ivy-covered wall. This is where the door is, he thought. But where is the key? Then he heard voices whispering to each other. Someone started to laugh, and another voice said, Shh! They sounded like children. Was he going mad?
No one could be in the secret garden.
Then came the sound of running feet. Suddenly the curtain of ivy swung back and the door was flung open. A boy ran out and nearly bumped into Mr. Craven. He put out his hand to steady the boy. Then he stared at him. He was tall and handsome, his cheeks were pink and his grey eyes were laughing. Those eyes.
Are you Colin?
Whispered Mr. Craven, astonished.
Yes, I'm Colin, Father. I know you can't believe it. I can hardly believe it myself.
He touched his father's arm.
Aren't you glad? I'm going to live forever and ever.
Mr. Craven's voice shook. Take me into the garden, he said. The secret garden looked beautiful. Roses were blooming, and the leaves on the trees were turning a golden brown. Red and white lilies were bright in the autumn sunshine.
I thought the garden would be dead, whispered Mr. Craven.
No, it was the garden that made me well again. The garden, and my cousin Mary, and Dickon, and his animals.
Mr. Craven smiled at Mary and Dickon, who were standing behind his son. Tell me all about it, he said. Ben Weatherstaff was taking some vegetables to the kitchen. Mrs. Medlock made him a cup of tea.
Did you see Mr. Craven? Asked Mrs. Medlock. Or Master Colin?
I saw them both. I was up on the ladder.
And what?
Quick, look out of the window.
Mrs. Medlock looked, and then she held up her hands and started to laugh. All the servants came rushing into the kitchen and crowded round the window. Across the grass came Mr. Craven, smiling as they hadn't seen him smile for 10 years. And at his side, tall and strong, walked...